You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Camino y por their album Waste America. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live from the unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. This is Pageant, buddies. I'm Chrissy P.
I'm Barbecue.
And we're your hosts this evening. I have a small story to start us off. That was West Coast, West America. Sorry, I always call them West Coast. They played a house show this weekend. I did not see them, but they're out of LA and they're doing really cool stuff. But last night I was at a bar and I overheard a guy tell his friends that he's like, I think so hard all week. It is so nice not to think for once. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could not think for once. I bet my fish wish they could not think for once. Thank you. Just shut it down. Gonna do that today. This next band is the Julie Ruin. They're based out of Brooklyn, but it's a side project of Kathleen Hanna and Kathy Wilcox of the band Bikini Kill, which were legends from Olympia's Riot Grrrl scene and had a movie made about the band called The Punk Singer. So here's the song All the Side off of their new album Hit Reset.
Mistakes and chances, though I may be at a disadvantage.
was the song Stupor by the band Chyna. They're going to put out an album soon. They have a slide guitarist in that band, even though it's rock and roll, which I appreciate. Woohoo! More country roots. Thank you. Yeah. Before that, you heard Wish Kicker. They're putting out a new EP on September 3rd with a big party at the Fox Cabaret to celebrate. That was some of their older stuff that came out in April. They're opening for Parquet Courts on the 27th, which I think is on Saturday. So go out there. Congrats. Yeah, that's really big. And before that, again, was the band The Julie Ruin, who I'm really excited about, and their album is out. It's called Hit Reset. So Quinn and I were just talking about sushi, and I thought that would be a great jumping off point, something that our listeners would really want to know about.
They don't probably talk enough about it already and out here on the West Coast. But the story was, I got some really, really bad sushi today. It was just not very good. A terrible California roll.
God, Vancouver, you're not supposed to do that to Quinny. No.
Safeway Deli. Horrible. And it sparked the conversation about imitation crab and how it's terrible.
I virulently disagree. I think imitation crab is better than, not always, because I love the process of picking real crab, but I think imitation crab has a place, and that's inside sushi. Like, I wouldn't eat imitation crab. I don't like it on a salad. I don't like it spread on anything. I only eat my imitation crab in sushis.
Would you actually think about, spreading it on a piece of bread?
Truthfully, I've never done that. And I hope to God I never do. But
I just looked up what it's made out of, and it's made of starch and finely pulverized whitefish.
Okay, so it's like a protein. It's a real substance.
It's mostly starch. So you have a sushi. It's like rice. It's like starch with rice wrapped around it.
Well,
I can't get down.
If you don't think about it too hard, you just eat it. You might enjoy it. Okay, you need to let go a little bit. Go wild.
I don't know. I want to treat myself to some real crab. You know, I deserve it.
You do deserve it.
Thanks.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Okay, so the next song that we're gonna play is from Negative Gemini, who is also named Lindsay French. That's her real name. This is Don't Worry About What the F I'm Doing, which will be off of her new album, Bodywork, out September 23rd on 100% Electronica, which is a Brooklyn label. This is a good song.
Thank you. magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca. 60 movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films. This August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit website vlaff.org to learn more.
Is mine to share. So I think I can't help you
Observer Bias by Carlos Sagan. Or is it Sagan? Because I think it's a play off of Carl Sagan. It's Carl Sagan, yeah. It's a concept album about space. She is from Montreal. I like it a lot. Although some of them, she maybe plays a little too hard into the theme. But that's fine. Before that, we heard Negative Gemini with Don't Worry About What the F I'm Doing, which will be off of her album Bodywork out September 23rd. And yeah, next up I'm going to play a band called Cascadia, which is, they make kind of sad music, but sometimes you have to listen to that.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels great. And they are playing at Antisocial on Friday with another Vancouver bestie named, very good band, Happy Diving. It's an all ages show, so it should be a goodie. Cool. Yeah. Antisocial. Very fun. Yeah, so without further ado, this is Cascadia. The song is C-S.
I expect the boys to come running in here any minute.
And we're back. That was the track C-S by Cascadia. You are listening to Pageant. Me and Quinn are here today in the studio on a warm Monday evening.
Hanging out.
And we wanted to talk about our best lines that we like to throw at boys sometimes.
Just throw them, yeah.
And I like to sling them.
Yeah, it's like throwing an egg against a wall. That's how I feel about using my pickup lines.
My favorite, and this is mostly, yeah, this is applicable anytime. I like to go up to a boy, and I like to say, I think we sat on the bus together the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one works.
Yeah, just like the, like, I know you from somewhere, don't I?
I think I saw you, and you didn't have enough change. And the bus,
and the bus driver was really angry. It started a huge kerfuffle. That is so embarrassing for you.
And it's all a fabric. It's all a big lie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you have any, what do you like to whisper into people's ears?
I like to just come up to people and speak French.
Oh, immediately? And so you can, like, weed them out? Be like, I want to
hope. Yeah. And then I can just, like, be like, oh, whoops, sorry. Like, I just slipped into my French. I'm bilingual.
Oh, it, yeah, it shows that you're, like, real
Sometimes
educated.
I forget.
Another good one is just asking about, like, what they ate for breakfast.
Yeah. I don't always eat breakfast, though.
Then you know, like, oh, this person, like, probably wakes up at, like, 3 p.m. They're, like...
Yeah, and they're, like, not to be messed with. So, like, that means that I'm not a person to be messed with.
Well, probably. Anyway... next up, I'm gonna play a really good band called Smoke Eaters from Victoria. They collaborated with another Victoria band, Painted Fruit, on a split 7-inch this summer. This is the song Teacher. Enjoy!
Thank you. Attain the height of my powers. Now I will pass solar judgment on this pitiful city. Forests, burn! Ocean, burn! Yoga Fest, burn! What's this? Discorder Magazine. Ooh, ah.
Discorder July August Summer issue featuring articles on Leisha Setz, Tempest, Eileen Bryant, Gal Grayson, and an art feature by Puppy Teeth, plus much more. Find Discorder around Vancouver at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, the Astoria Audio Pile, Davie Street Party, Don't Argue Pizzeria, Hastings Crossings BIA, Castellano Block Party, Live Van, Pressing Matters, Redgate, Reggae Fest, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, Rifflandia, Shindig, Victory Square, Vinyl Records, and Zipcar. It's not getting any zippier than that.
This alone shall be saved. As will the rest.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Wells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
That's right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Chrissy P.
And this is Barbie Q.
Before those lovely advertisements, you were listening to the song Black Box by Dirt Bath. Dirt Bath is a solo project of, I don't actually know his name, but he's in Pale Red. He's the guitarist in Pale Red. And I really like his solo stuff, and I really love Pale Red. That track came out July 21st.
Up next, I'm going to play a song by Hazy off the album Exo Virgo Ox. It's actually a cover of a...
I think it's Jesus Mary Chain, right? No?
No, Anna Domino.
Oh, okay.
It's a cover of an Anna Domino song, which is actually really sweet, and the video is very cool. Anna Domino is a cool lady. So the song is called Land of My Dreams.
All right.
Thank you.
just go to heaven.
I don't want to tell you why I'm crying. It seems too cliche.
And you are listening to Pageant. We're coming to the end.
Yes, we are. So you just heard a couple Vancouver bands that I just learned about this summer. That you just heard was Future Star. Off the album Try Hard, the song Heartbeat, a really, really sweet band. That album just came out the beginning of August. And just before that, you heard the band Co-op with the song Golden Hand.
Both rad. Quinn was just telling me that the first band played at Music Waste at Red Cat.
Yeah, and they were a really, really cute duo. They were super good.
Music Quiz is just, like, the best way to find out about new music.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun.
It's great. Anyways, thanks for listening, you guys.
Up next on CITR, there is Exploding Head Movies. So stay tuned.
All right. And next, we're playing Your Best American Girl by Mitski. Good one. Good night. Bye.
If I could, I'd be your little.